John Beutel was going to be one of the few Knoxville athletes this spring to play two sports. He was going to play golf and soccer, but those hopes were dashed when the spring seasons got canceled due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Well, John, I know not only were you going to be a golfer, but you're going to be on the soccer team, too. That obviously a double whammy for you as you were looking forward to a lot of spring sports activities this year.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping to make varsity for both. That would be pretty cool. Yeah.
What kind of things went through your mind when the word came down back in April? Well, everything's canceled and, you know, there's no spring sports now.
It's kind of just wondering, like, what am I going to do? What's going to go on? Like, and I understood that that's what should have been done, but just what am I going to do when I'm home?
What things did you end up doing to occupy your time?
I ended up working a lot at Hy-Vee, and I also ended up going and golfing out at Pine Knolls because the school, they'd already paid for the team's membership thing. So I was free for that, for like that amount of time, and I just went out and golfed a lot.
What got you interested in golf? It's kind of an unusual sport, takes a lot of patience to play and practice. What sparked your interest in that?
Well, everybody in my family plays golf mostly. Like my grandpa, for my baby shower, he got me my first set of clubs, the metal clubs, and my dad takes me out, and yeah.
And then soccer, obviously coming off a state tournament run last year, and I know a lot of guys I've talked to wanted to kind of set their own mark for this team. You know, how disappointing was that to not have the soccer season? Because you guys were pretty passionate last year, and I'm sure you guys were wanting to, you know, had a goal of back-to-back state tournament trips.
Yeah, we were all pretty hungry. We didn't want to lose at all. We wanted to go undefeated and make it to state, especially that senior group, because they've had teams together since they were eight, and they've just played together forever.
What kind of thing did you learn from that senior group last year that you were hoping to, you know, translate to this year, maybe take from them and maybe continue the tradition that is building here?
Elliot Schmidt, after we lost one game, gave a great speech about how you don't just get to go to state because you're good. You get to go to state because you work really, really, really hard. And after that, everyone on all of the seniors stepped up. Like when we were running around the field, one of the senior every time stayed and made sure everyone went around the corner. Nobody cut corners after that. We all just worked really, really hard.
Now, of course, a lot of people will recognize your last name as a family. It has been honored a lot during the Coaches Versus Cancer. What is that kind of like growing up? And I know your younger sister has fought and looks like has won the battle against cancer.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting to grow up with because, like, I kind of forget about it because she had it when she was so young and I was really young and I didn't really remember everything that well. But, yeah, it's a really good reminder of that, and yeah.
What are you looking forward to most this summer in baseball? Obviously getting back out and being active for one thing.
Hopefully I can make varsity or JV Black for outfield and pitching maybe. Just hoping to hit better than last year, do everything better than last year.
That was Knoxville sophomore John Beutel. He's looking forward to the upcoming baseball season now. For KNIA Careless Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell.